President Obama has rejected the first draft from the Pentagon and demanded much more radical rethink. What he's demanding is to be presented with a range of options of a U.S. nuclear deterrent that gives him the choice of setting the doctrine and setting long-term numbers and nuclear stance of the years to come, rather than leaving it in the hands of the Pentagon. This is really a question of president wresting control of the process away from the men in uniforms.
And radical would be a word, wouldn't it, if what we hear is correct, that he wants to cut the number from over 2,000 warheads to just a few hundred?
What's happening at the moment is that the present ceiling of deployed warheads agreed with Russia is 2,200. Now, the deal that's being negotiated at the moment with Moscow would bring that to 1,500 deployed strategic weapons. What this administration wants to do is use that not as an end, but as a beginning to further talks that would bring that number of deployed strategic warheads down into the hundreds rather than thousands. And that would mean reconfiguring the U.S. nuclear force, rearranging it, rethinking it, rethinking what it's for, and redesigning it. So these are radical ideas, but of course this is the president that has declared his ultimate aim of working towards a world without nuclear weapons. He's committed to abolishing nuclear weapons over the long term.
And domestically for the president, how well is his, I guess we could describe it as a unilateral stance going down with his critics?
It's definitely not unilateral. This is a good point to make, that it is definitely a multilateral effort. He wants the U.S. to be a leader in a multilateral process in which the existing weapon states, agree to radical disarmament in return for the non-weapon states agreeing to continue to forego nuclear weapons. This is the basic bargain behind the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that's up for review next year. It's showing signs of coming apart under the pressure of Iran and North Korea gaining weapons and a general dissatisfaction with the lack of disarmament from the weapon states. So what Obama is trying to do is address that dissatisfaction and try and repair the Non-Proliferation Treaty in time for next year so that the spread of nuclear weapons around the world can be curbed and drawn back.
Now, Obama is chairing the UN Security Council later this week, isn't he? That's in New York. How do you think the plans will go down there?
Well, there's a resolution that's going through the draft stages, and it doesn't talk about abolishing nuclear weapons. It talks about creating the conditions for a world without nuclear weapons. That's the best they could do. But officials involved in organizing this Security Council meeting, this extraordinary Security Council meeting on nuclear weapons, say the important thing is that both weapon states and non-weapon states will be involved. 15 members of the Security Council will come together with a joint statement that points the world back in the direction of this bargain. The weapon states give up their weapons, the non-weapon states agree to stop pursuing them.